Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
The inheritance that we have now, the grace that we have now, it used to belong to angels. Angels used to be, how can I say? They used to rule the earth. And when Satan, when evil was found in Satan, God destroyed the earth and everything. And when God decided to rebuild the earth, He didn't give it back to angels. He gave it to you and me. It's our inheritance. But now when these angels are still around, and the main one is an angel called Satan, and they are angry, that the inheritance that they used to enjoy, now you are holding it in your hands. And when they see it, they want to take it from you, or stop you from enjoying it, or fight you or resist you, so that you will not take possession of the inheritance that God has for you. Hallelujah. So don't take for granted that you are a Christian. Otherwise, the enemy can take what God has given you. Last week I told you that the word of God is able to give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. So the inheritance is in the word. Your eternal inheritance is in your Bible. That's why I'm very offended, very offended. When you come to church without a Bible, ask your neighbor, sir, ma'am, where is your Bible? Mama, can you leave your house and say that I'm going to church and you're not holding a Bible?
And I'll pet a Bible.
Try.
Yeah.
It means you don't want the inheritance that God has for
you.
Now, if you can't even bring a Bible to church, so when you get home, what do you do? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you don't like what I'm preaching?
You
must have a Bible.
You must. Bible.
You must. Every blessing that God has for you is in Scripture. If you want God to bless you, all the blessings He has, them in the Bible. In the world, they say that if you want to hide money from a black person, put it in a book. They say that.
Amen.
Put it in a book. If a criminal comes to your house, he will search under the bed, he will search in the pillow, he will search. He will not open the books. Maybe the money is in here. He won't touch the books. They'll go to the sofa and everything, but not the books. But life is contained here. Glory is contained here. Power is contained
here.
And the inheritance that God has for you is here. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, another thing I want you to know about the inheritance is that you can receive your inheritance through God's servants. Who's reading for me? Please read for me Acts chapter 26.
Acts 26.
From verse 14 to verse 18.
Acts chapter 26 from verse 14 to 15.
To 18.
Mm-hmm. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, "Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to know, for you to kick against the gods." Verse 15. So I said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Verse 16. "But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you."
Pause there. So Jesus is saying to Paul, "I have appeared to you for this purpose." Do you understand? Whenever Jesus appears to you, he appears to you for a purpose. There is a reason. Do you understand? And he said the purpose is to make you a minister. A pastor. Do you understand? A prophet, an apostle, a man of God, a woman of God. Okay, continue reading. Start from that verse. I've appeared.
Verse 16. Mm-hmm. Okay. "But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you." Verse 17. "I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you." Verse 18. "To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me."
Amen. So Paul's ministry, his calling, his purpose in life, was to open the eyes of God's people. Are you understanding? So that God's people can be forgiven from their sins. And one of the things he said, so that they can receive an inheritance. Many people, for one reason or another, struggle when it comes to this one. God had given all of us an inheritance. But one of the ways that inheritance comes is through God's servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Many years ago, I used to be in a church, Lighthouse Chapel International. And I used to be the leader of the hospital ministry back then. I used to have a group of people that I used to take to hospitals and would pray for the sick and preach to them and lead them to Christ. Are you understanding? And my ministry was doing well. Within the church, it was doing so well that other people wanted to be part of my ministry. Then one day, my pastor called me. And he said, "I want you to stop doing the hospital ministry. And I want you to start the prayer ministry." Now, when my pastor was like my commander in chief. When he says left, I ran.
So I said,
yes, sir. And that night I went home. When I went home, I started crying. Because, you know, you love the people that you are raising up, teaching. And I started feeling emotional that I'm going to leave them now to start another ministry. And I just said to the Lord, you know what, Lord, let me be honest with you. It's painful. I didn't realize that I had fallen in love with your people. I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, the Lord started speaking to me. And the Lord said, it's not your pastor who is moving you. He said, I am the one who is moving you. I said, wow. And then the Lord started giving me instructions. And he said, I want you to choose 5 people. When he said that their faces, I started seeing the 5 people. And he said that these are the people that you are going to start your ministry. And we began the ministry and it became a very powerful ministry. One of the highlights of that time for me, the Lord showed us that bloodshed was going to happen in Mamelodi. And we would pray, we would fast and everything. And whatever the enemy had planned, it didn't happen. And I had raised my ministry people so much that one time we had a crusade in, Pumulong?
It's
Pumulong, that direction. Yeah, in Pumulong we had a crusade. And a man stood up while my pastor was preaching. And he said, I want to confess. So we thought he was drunk. And we said, sit down, you'll confess later. The man came almost 3 times. He said, I want to confess. To cut the long story short, when we finally listened to him, he said, I flew here.
What in
Dizelela? Yeah. He said, Mom Ruti was there. Am I lying? Ntabeseng was there also.
Amen.
Mom Banja was there also.
Amen.
The man said, I flew here on a broom.
Am
I lying? And the broom was there. And he said that I was sent to kill someone. And the person I was sent to kill came to this crusade. And so I followed the person here. Now, while the pastor was preaching, he got arrested. And then that's why he was confessing. So afterwards, the guys, one of my guys tried to give him an apple because the guy was looking very thin. And he said, what is this? And he said, it's an apple. I said, I don't eat these things. I said, what do you eat? He said, I eat meat. And he meant human meat. Hey! Now, when that thing happened, the next day we were traveling. I can't remember where we were traveling. Because in our church, normally I would deal with such people. So because I was traveling, I called my soldiers. I said, guys, when I come back, this guy must be free. And so we traveled the next morning. During the day, they called me and said, Pastor, he's much better now. We even gave him food. He's now eating normal food. I said, you guys are soldiers. You guys are soldiers. Hallelujah. That guy made me realize that there's witchcraft on the earth. So we asked him, where do you live? He said, I come from Denelton. And he said, okay, let's try to make a way to get you there. And he said, no, I can't go. We said, why? He said that my family thinks I'm dead. He said that they There was a funeral and they saw my body, everything, and they put me in the ground. So when they see me, if I go back home, they're going to run away. Hey! The reason I'm telling you this whole story is that God moved me from the hospital ministry. And I was even crying. And it's like I didn't want to go. And God moved me into this other ministry. And in that ministry, we helped a lot of people.
Abantu abaningi.
I remember one woman, she said, she separated with the husband. She came, we prayed for her. The next day, the husband called and said, "Hey, I miss you." It became so much that devil worshippers were started to come to the church. But the church didn't know them. Hey! So, what I'm trying to say is that your inheritance can come through your man of God. Just a simple instruction. You know, I want you to start doing this. You may think that, pastor, there's that. Not knowing that he's leading you into your inheritance. Just a simple instruction, you know. I want you've been coming to church for a while now. I want you to join this group. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. My wife, whom I'm married to, one day at our church, the same church, we were having a service. And she was sitting, I don't know where she, I think she was even in the praise and worship, I think. And while she was singing, she said all of a sudden she saw Jesus in the church. And Jesus came and talked to her. Afterwards, she went and told the pastor, I said, "Pastor, while we were having praise and worship, this is what happened." It was a very powerful encounter she had. Then pastor said, "You see that guy there? He is in charge of the prayer ministry. I want you to join that ministry." Not knowing that pastor was introducing her to her husband. She didn't know. Just join that ministry. Before she knows, she's married now. She's a mambu.
She loves the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So many of you, when we say, no, just move, you find it difficult. Not knowing that instruction is leading you towards your inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And because also I'm not a prophet, I won't say, shut up. I hear the voice of Jesus. I don't do things like that. If I could, I would do it. I can't do it. I'm not a prophet. So it will just be a little instruction or advice or this. But God is talking and leading you and guiding you through your man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read verse 18 again.
Acts chapter 26 from verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
That they can receive forgiveness and an inheritance. God had put that authority in Paul's life. That as I'm sending you to these people, one of the things they will receive is an inheritance. But you see, you have to know. The pastor that raised me in the Lord was a very jovial, happy type of person. He will come, he will dance, he likes to make jokes. It's like you have to remind yourself that he's a man of God. Because he was so friendly in that regard. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I always had the eye and the ear to be able to know that now it's no longer him talking. It is God speaking through him. As friendly as he was, so I always, because he's a man of God. So I must be able to sense and know when now it's not just friendliness, so now it's God ministering through this man. And you see me, it's like I always tell God that, Lord, I don't look like a man of God. I don't even sound like a man of God. Sometimes I'll see clips of men of God on the phone. I say, this person looks, feels, sounds like a man of God. Even when they pray, you can feel that, now, Jesus can come any minute. And I'm just a normal guy. And because I don't look a certain way, I don't sound a certain way, I don't talk in a certain way, you may miss it when God is giving you direction that is leading to your inheritance. Hallelujah. So when we just give you a simple, I want you to start doing this in church. Go read the scripture. Simple things like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I will not miss my inheritance. So you have to be very spiritually sensitive. Because you don't know that my next communication with you could be one that is leading you to inheritance. So you have to be sensitive. You have to be aware. You have to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your other neighbor, say, I will not miss my inheritance. I can't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One time somebody came to me and said, Pastor, I'm in love. I said, you're in love.
Not so much and doing.
Said, who are you in love with? And they brought the person. I said, this one.
No.
I'm not sure. I said, you know what? Be friends. And then after some years, if you still feel that you are in love, then come, let's talk. I don't want to say what happened. But one thing I noticed was that love was endangering the person's inheritance. It feels, am I becoming personal? So should I leave these ones?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm saying.
Okay. I feel some tension a little bit. Many people don't want to come and introduce their partners to me. Because one of the questions, thank you. When are you getting married? So they don't want me to ask questions like, when are you getting married? You are saying amens nicely. Please keep saying amen. Keep saying
amen.
Can you ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, when are you getting married? When?
Oh.
We've been together for 5 years. 10 years.
No,
let me not go there. And then, they'll say, but pastor. I don't know why I'm saying, but pastor. You can see the situation. I say, yes, I can see it, but Mary.
Yeah, but ngiyabona kodwa shada.
But pastor.
Kodwa mfundisi.
Calculation 2 + 3 = 5 divided by 12.
17.
The money, the lobola, this. The pastor, I live here, I don't live here. This.
Upstairs.
Thank you. I hear all you are saying.
Ngiyakuzwa konke lokho okushoyo.
But advice.
God is a little Mary. Shada.
Not knowing
ungazi
that I'm leading you to your inheritance.
Ukuthi ngusa efeni lakho.
And all you see is your calculations.
Konke ukubonayo nobona izibalo nje.
Hey, lobola is going to cost this.
Mathematics.
This, that, and that divided by 5. Stop doing mathematics and just follow instructions.
Yebo, kwenza imathi uthathe isiyalo.
There's so much I want to say, but I don't want to offend anyone. I just want to say nicely, Mary. And you won't divorce. You won't. You won't. Tell your neighbor, say, I won't divorce. I won't. Not me. It will never happen to me. Because some of you are afraid you are going to divorce. You will not divorce. Some of you are afraid the marriage is not going to work. It's a lie. It's a lie. The devil is lying to your ear. And you're also opening your mouth. Oh, and it's, you are going to divorce. It will not work. You are going to break up. They are going to cheat on you. And say, tell me, Satan, I've been needing to hear this thing. Switch off that volume of that devil, please. And start listening to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please don't get offended, please, okay? I'm sorry if I'm offending you. Hallelujah. What do you think of what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
This man, I was on his neck. He'll come and tell me mathematics. I said, okay, oh, thank you. When is the date?
Date.
And then pastor, and he'll give me more maths. And when I see him again, okay, thank you, the date. Now he's mad. Are you not happy you are married? The way you are looking at me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I'm looking at your eternal inheritance. Don't let a little calculation destroy your inheritance. God wants you to marry. It's okay if you love each other and things and there's no money, it's fine. You'll figure it out together. Tell
your
neighbor, say, we'll figure it out together. Many people lie to themselves and say, okay. Mundwam, what do they call it? Gasut. Mutwaka. Okay, let's do this first, then do this first, then do this first, then do this first. And then when we finish these ones, then we will marry. Let me tell you, even your eyebrows are going to become white. You are not going
to
marry. You don't want to say amen. Let me preach this. I understand what I'm saying. So, my instruction, my advice, They say, Muntuam, Mutuaka.
Mama.
My person.
Eh, my nunu.
Let's marry.
As shat.
Let's marry. What are the stumbling blocks and the hindrances that will stop us from marrying? Okay, there's lobola, there's this. Okay, let's hit lobola.
I guess, jump in.
So all the savings, all the... Don't go buy the most expensive Nike. Lobola is waiting for us.
Lobola
is
in there.
And then, so you deal with lobola.
Okay,
we've hit this one. What's next? Now is the wedding. Okay. Practically, tell your neighbor, say practical. Do you know what practical means? Ask your neighbor, do you know what it means practically? Now, you can't go to the magazine and see the wedding. Who's the recent celebrity who's married? I don't know. Questa. Okay. Do you know Questa?
Yeah,
you know, did he recently get married? How was the wedding? Was it big? Was it small? Was it fancy? Big. So you are also what, looking at Drum magazine. You are seeing Questa's wedding. And then you are dreaming, our wedding will be like Questa. But your pocket.
I
find a Questa.
It's not like Questa.
No, you don't like what I'm saying. Huh? So you have to be practical. Look at your pocket. What can it afford? And do what your pocket can afford. Forget about Questa and all these other people. Forget them. What can your pocket do? And marry. And after that, thinking is Landela, you will navigate together.
All troubles you will face.
Together, you'll navigate.
Uzopek.
Together.
Nonke.
And because you've even now done the right thing, God will enter into the thing and help you navigate. And help you navigate. Before you know it, you have a house. Before you know it, you have a car. Before you know it, everyone is working. Before you know it, the children are going. It will happen. It will happen. Tell and never say it will happen. It will happen. God will not just make you marry and then just, okay, you are finished. He will walk with you and help you step by step. Step by step. And you'll see your life improving. It will improve. But God can't intervene now because as long as you are refusing to marry, God cannot intervene in the relationship. It's your own thing that you are doing yourself. But when marriage now, both of you have the vision, we are married. We are going to stay together. We are going to live this life together. Then God said, aha,
I can come in now.
Can I hear a lot of amen?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, stop fighting pastor's advice.
Please.
I can see some of you as you are listening to me, you are already fighting. You're already calculating. You haven't even left the church, or you're already calculating and fighting. But pastor, you don't understand. My situation. Tell your neighbor, stop fighting, stop fighting.
Yeah, Google.
Tell your neighbor, receive the word.
Tata nje.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I love God's work.
Ngiyawuthanda umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Sometimes
this is cut.
To unlock the inheritance that God has for you. It's sitting with God's servant. Sometimes. So don't take these advices and these instructions for granted. Because if you obey, it unlocks. If you obey, it unlocks. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you now, in the last 6 months, where have you heard it? Who was telling you, Mary?
Tell me.
So we are interested in your eternal inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you blessed, somebody? Let me give you one more point and then I close. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of your inheritance in Christ. I'll say it one more time. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of your inheritance in Christ. Read for me Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
The Bible says he is the guarantee of your inheritance. Hallelujah. It means that if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you will not receive an inheritance from God. Other version says that he's the first payment. You know, sometimes when you want to buy something or you want to get a service, they will say pay a deposit.
But he let it deposit.
You know what I'm saying? So the Holy Spirit is God's deposit to us. Like, I promise you, it's like, this is my guarantee that you will receive an inheritance. Hallelujah. It's so important that you as a believer, you have the Holy Spirit. He is in your life. He is guiding you. And he is leading you. If in your life there's no Holy Spirit, it means there's no guarantee that you will have your inheritance. You need the Holy Spirit for you to walk into your eternal inheritance. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why in this church we have new believers classes, what do we call it? Christian Foundation School. We teach you about the Holy Spirit. And after we've given you the teachings, we pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Because in scripture, it's one of the first evidence that we saw when the Holy Spirit enter people. In the book of Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 4, the Bible says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, how do we know they were filled with the Holy Spirit? And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay, so when I speak in tongues, it's a sign that I have the Holy Spirit. So it's not the only sign, but it's one clear sign that, oh, he's here. So also then, you need to keep praying. Keep reading your Bible. So that you are filled and filled and filled and filled again. In the book of John chapter 20, the Bible says, and Jesus appeared unto them, and he breathed on them, and said, receive the Holy Ghost. And the same people in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Same people. And in Acts chapter 4, if I'm not mistaken, the Bible says they were praying, and the Bible says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit to the point that the earth shook. So you need to be filled and filled and filled as a guarantee of your inheritance that is in Christ. The minute the Holy Ghost leaves you, you've lost your inheritance. The only sign, the only stamp that you have that you belong to God is the Holy Spirit. There are so many churches in Namapias. I don't even want to mention Pretoria. Let alone South Africa. And some of the churches don't belong to God. It's true. Why must we lie? Some of the churches don't belong to God. So the only stamp and guarantee that we have that this one belongs to God is the Holy Spirit. So you and I must do anything and everything possible to maintain that relationship with the Holy Spirit. To maintain that freshness with the Holy Spirit. To maintain that communication with the Holy Spirit. To maintain, you know, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit a teacher. So he needs to be teaching you and teaching you and teaching you and teaching you. See, when you maintain that thing, even how to raise your children, the Holy Spirit has an opinion. Even your marriage, your relationship, the Holy Spirit has an opinion. Even your job, the Holy Spirit has an opinion. Your education, He's got an opinion. So when you maintain that relationship and He's communicating with you on a daily basis, you know that you are guaranteed an inheritance from God. Am I talking to somebody? A Christian that has no relationship with the Holy Spirit, you are on the line. You are almost 5 to falling. If you haven't fallen already. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting with the youth. I said, guys, you gotta pray, man. You gotta pray. And I was telling them, you must speak in tongues. As young as you are, you can have a relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember what Jesus said. He said, Him and the Father, they can forgive anything. But the minute you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you are on your own. This shows you how important the Holy Spirit is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to do whatever you have to do to maintain that relationship. Because once that one breaks, no inheritance for you. In fact, you are even risking going to hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I want to be a child of the Spirit. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. He's actually reminding me of a scripture. in the book of Romans chapter 8, it says, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if he's not guiding you, then you are a son of who? Of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you a story, you know. One of the cars that my parents used to have. There used to be a silver one, a big one.
Can it be silver?
And when I learned how to drive, sometimes they will send me, go buy this, go do that. And I used to be happy. Now, I want to see what this car can do. And I used to say, how fast can it get me where I want to go? And I will put my leg so that, you know, the accelerator reaches the end. And I used to drive like
that,
and I used to enjoy it.
Okay,
when you're a young boy, when you watch TV, you see them. You see, so you also want to try these things. Hey. I'm sure she's wondering, hey, my car used to be. And then one day I was enjoying and I was, you know, doing my first driving. And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he said, sir,
Baba,
what are you doing?
Wenzan.
In fact, I remember he said, brother,
Watibuti.
What are you doing?
Wenzan.
When he asked that question, I knew he was saying, stop what you are doing. And from that time on, I started driving normally. The Holy Spirit. I wasn't at church. I wasn't praying. But you see, the relationship. He could even talk to me about driving. When I was at school, I'll be sleeping. And I'll literally feel a hand touching me. Wake up. Study. The Holy Spirit. He will wake me up and tell me study.
It's
the type of relationship. Now, if I maintain that thing, then I'm guaranteed an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. So sometimes I wonder, the things that a Christian can do. And I wonder if the Holy Spirit is still there. I wonder. You hear stories of pastors. Who go to pulpit and preach. And you hear, pastor, how can you do something like that? You wonder if the Holy Spirit is still there. Now, if the Holy Spirit will warn me about my driving, how can now I even try to do something other, some other funny thing? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Say, neighbor, allow the Holy Spirit in your life. Allow him to talk to you. Yeah. Allow. How can you? You are saying you are doing a business. You understand what I'm saying? And your business that you are doing, you are robbing. You are doing fraud. You are doing corruption. And you say, I'm a businessman. You are a fool. You are not a business. You are a fool. You must write the foolish man. Not businessman.
Businessman.
You don't say amens anymore. That's why now we are having this crazy thing that is happening in our country.
Where
a criminal can walk into a church, pull out a gun in the house of God. Because when he was drinking in the tavern, he was drinking with the Christian. Keep saying amen. He was sitting with you there.
And
you are drinking together. And he knows we are a Christian. So in his mind, it's just fake people that are sitting there. Let's go and get phones, my friend. How can you? You are drinking.
We are pause.
Doing all kinds of foolishness.
Ublima.
Why doesn't the Holy Spirit talk to you? Why can't you hear His voice? You are married, you are cheating. And you are married.
God to shatil.
God has blessed you with a wife. A husband. He's sitting at home. She's sitting at home. You go out and you go out to other women. To other men. Maybe the Holy Spirit is no longer there. You're endangering your inheritance. Don't endanger your inheritance. Allow the voice of the Holy Spirit to rebuke you. My son, what you are doing is wrong. My daughter, what you are doing is wrong. And correct yourself. Go to your spouses. I'm sorry. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Please don't be offended with Pastor. Please. Tell your neighbor, Pastor is trying to help us. Who else would tell your neighbor? Who else would tell you this? Who else? Because your friends, when you are doing foolishness, but I was. I'm Panaga. Nobody will tell you this truth. Nobody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you angry? Okay.
Mm.
Just in case you are angry, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. Get in hell,
yes,
man. And you see your friend there. You don't say, I'm fanaga
fikile.
You'll be suffering there.
You'll
be crying there.
Ukale.
There's no mfanaga there. People are crying there. Some people have been crying for years, thousands of years. You know, somebody got offended with me when I was saying that your family members could be in hell. And they got angry with me. But it's the truth. The fact that you're a Christian doesn't mean automatic everyone going to heaven. It's not automatic. Your friends whom you love, some those who have died, some of them, they wish that they could go back. The things we were doing, stop it. Correct your life. You don't want to come here. They wish they could come back. But they are not allowed. And God has sent me to you to warn you, to correct you, to fix you. And get you ready for heaven.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.